Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I'm really excited to share another special offer with you. And I have another fantastic guest tonight. I can't wait to bring her on. So you're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be great. Now, you know, I've talked about this before. To me, a holistic entrepreneur is really more of a mindset. You see the person that you're working with as a whole being. You come from that heart-centered place in your work. Looking at the wholeness of a person as you do business is really more a philosophy than what you actually do for a living or what your credentials are. So perhaps this is you. You know, it doesn't really matter where you're at on that journey, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been on the journey for a while. I bet you would rather work with the right people. I know I would. You know, those people who really want what you have, and you know that you can transform their lives in some way. Plus, you probably like working with people that you really love working with. It needs to be the right fit. Are you wondering how to attract the right ideal clients? You know, they want what you have for them. And they know that you can help them solve their problem. So do you know who those people are or how they can find you? You know, life is too short to not love what you're doing and who you're working with. I really believe that. It's such an important piece. I know I want to work with clients that I really love working with. It makes it fun and something that I'm really excited to do. My favorite clients are those people that I would love to have coffee with or go to lunch with or just hang out. It doesn't feel like work, and it shouldn't, because it should be enjoyable. It's that good energy thing. Well, this past week, I've created a free report on my website, BonnieGressel.com, and it's called 5 Things You Must Know to Attract Ideal Clients That You Love Working With. And I put some great secrets in there. So just go to BonnieGressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com. And just ask for the free report. I know that you are meant to do great things. Now, I also want to remind you to join the Facebook page that I have, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. So just go to Facebook and search that, or start searching it, and it should come up. This is a place where we can all interact as well. You can send me a message or post a bit about yourself. Maybe it's a challenge that you're dealing with. This is a safe place where we can all interact, ask questions, and get feedback from others who are on this entrepreneur journey, just like us. Now today, I'm really excited to have Ramona Remeset with us. She is a spiritual life coach and angel therapy practitioner. I am very excited to have her tonight, and I'm going to introduce her right after the first break. But you know, as I was thinking about Ramona being on the show tonight, it caused me to think about my relationship with angels and my spiritual guides and angel oracle cards. You know, I have many, I don't even know how many, but there's probably more than 10 of Doreen Virtue's angel oracle cards. And I have used them every day, pretty much every day, for years and years. Gosh, I don't even remember when I started using them. Maybe it was with my first Reiki attunement, maybe in the early 90s, maybe even in the late 80s. It's been a long time. And now as a Reiki master myself, when I offer attunements, I always include angel readings with the attunements as well. Or if I do a Reiki session with someone, I ask them if they're interested in an angel reading as well. I think that's where I got my first sort of, I began my work with angels. And I do an angel reading for myself every day in the morning. It's part of my morning routine. You know, meditation and reflection time is also something that I make time for every day, as well as journaling. You know, as far as the meditation time in the wintertime, here I live in Wisconsin, so in the wintertime, it's cold outside, so I sit in my favorite chair in the living room. My husband knows not to say anything to me for a while, and I go into that meditative state. But in the summertime, we live in Wisconsin, as I mentioned, so, you know, we've got to really make the best of our summers. We go for a jog out in the nature trails, and we have an arboretum right around our house, so it's awesome. It's a great place for me to meditate as I'm jogging. For me, there's such a strong connection with my angels and my guides out in nature. It's just amazing. That's where we have some of the best discussions, and I get some great insights there. You know, I could share many stories about angel readings from when I had my physical practice and I saw patients in my holistic nurse practitioner practice. But there's one that comes to mind in particular, and I want to share that with you tonight. I had a cancer patient several years ago, and he was coming to me about every other week or so to help him deal with some of the physical and emotional pain along his cancer journey. He didn't really have much of a family or much of a support system around him, so he came in for sessions with me. He was on chemo, and our work helped him through that journey. So I did an angel reading for him one day, and after that first time, I think he was hooked because he asked for it every time he came in for a visit. If I would forget, he would say, "Can we do an angel card today?" And so, of course, I would do that every time he came in. This went on for months and months. Every 2 weeks, I would do an angel reading for him. And the interesting thing is that the same two cards came up every time, without fail. There were messages about relationships. I was working with Doreen Virtue's one of her original decks, Healing with the Angels, it's called. And the card of romance and the card of new love came up like every single time. I couldn't believe it. Now, at first, I didn't get the connection or why it really even made sense to him, even though he said it did. But a couple of weeks after we started doing this, he shared with me that he had a love interest. He didn't know if he was going to survive his cancer, and the woman he had sort of was pining for was married, so he knew it couldn't be. But he had feelings for this woman nonetheless. The card was either, you know, new love or romance every single time. It was amazing. And anything that's more than three times is really a sign to me. Now, this woman that he was pining for was someone that he had met in a cancer support group. But, you know, her being married, she was really not available to him. But he still really loved her nonetheless. Yet it wasn't really his experience yet. It wasn't in his realm of reality at this point. This went on for, several months. Every 2 weeks, we would do those angel cards and those readings, and the same cards came up. And you know what? I think it gave him hope and increased his energy and provided healing for his heart, his mind, and his body. And then this is the interesting part. One day, he came into his visit with a woman and introduced her to me, and this was the woman that he had been longing for. You know, 99% of everything is manifested before we see any physical evidence of it. And I think this was a great example. So we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm sure that our guest tonight, Ramona, is going to have a lot more to say about this sort of thing. So I'm so excited to bring her on. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Well, welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm Bonnie Gressel. And I was just sharing before the break a story that I had about one of my clients or one of my patients and the power of angel readings and drawing angel cards. And what's really amazing, I think, about that whole story is that this gentleman drew the cards that he needed at the time he needed them. And when he brought his girlfriend now in with him to the visit and they were in a relationship, that's what he really needed. Well, that day we drew another card and it wasn't romance. It wasn't new love. It was something else. I don't remember what it was. But it's almost as if he didn't need that anymore. He didn't need the hope, the support of that anymore because he knew he was going to be okay. I think that's the really cool thing to me about doing angel readings for myself every day is when you really need it, that's when they speak to you. And I know that our guest tonight, Ramona Remesat, who is a life coach and also an angel therapy practitioner, is, I'm sure, going to have more to say about that type of thing. Now, Ramona has been studying spirituality and metaphysics for over 30 years. She helps women entrepreneurs learn how to trust and follow their inner guidance so that they can overcome their fears, make confident life and business decisions, and take divinely guided steps toward their purpose and having the business and the life that they deserve. What makes her work unique is that she teaches entrepreneurs how to connect with their spiritual team. And believe me, it is a team. To create a thriving, joyful, abundant life and business. Ramona is also a speaker and co-author of the Amazon bestseller 365 Days of Angel Prayers. Her work is also featured in Trifecta Magazine for Mind, Body, and Soul. And you can catch her recent podcast interviews on the Advancing Entrepreneur and the Business Girlfriends Coach. I'm sorry, the Business Girlfriends Show. When she's not hard at work, you can find her training on half marathons, dancing like no one's watching, or relaxing on a tropical beach with her husband and two kids in an attempt to escape the frigid Calgary winters. And I know what frigid winters can be like, believe me. I would really love to welcome Ramona to the show. Thank you so much for being here tonight, Ramona. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I've been so excited all day, waiting, counting down the hours, and it's finally here.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, I read a little bit about, you know, a bio for you, Ramona, but I think it's important to hear more about the story, right? Everyone's got a life journey, experiences that really sort of lead us to who we've become today. So would you tell our listeners and myself a little bit more about your journey, Ramona?
Sure, I would be happy to. And I know it's always when you introduce somebody or introduce myself as an angel therapy practitioner, the eyes get big and people always ask, wow, like, tell me more. How do you become that? So it really does go back to the time that I was about 11 or 12. And, you know, as a child, youngster, even now, I've always been a voracious reader. And I was always drawn to books on metaphysical subjects and spirituality. And, you know, back in the day, our big excursion was going to the library. And I remember my friends, you know, coming home with their Judy Blume novels. And there I would be in the stacks, you know, checking out these books, as I said, on metaphysical subject matter. And, of course, I don't even think I was able to check them out. I was to kind of read them in secret there in the actual library. But it was something that I was drawn to. And I remember at the age of 12, I really got into astrology, and I was doing charts for everybody in my class. And then into high school when it came time to have to do speeches in English class, I actually gave a speech in front of the whole school on astral projection, and I remember my English teacher coming to me after and sort of confessing that it was quite the topic of conversation in the in the teacher's lounge afterward. It was just a buzz of everybody talking about that subject. But you know, moving on into my young adult years, that's when I first started to work with oracle cards, you know, and it was when I needed those answers to, you know, all the big questions, right? My career, my love life, health, and as you were just mentioning in your story, which I just had chills when you told me that story, I was always amazed that the cards always pointed me in the right direction. And, you know, I just loved, you know, the more I just almost couldn't get my hands on enough stuff. So I just loved studying metaphysics, but it just never crossed my mind that it was actually part of what I was destined to do. Because, you know, at that age, you know, late in your teens, you figure you have to go off and go to university and get a real job. And so that's what I did. And I actually started a career in public relations. But from day one, I just suffered from workplace bullying and several toxic work situations. I had not one, but two bosses, like Meryl Streep's character in The Devil Wears Prada, if anybody has seen that movie. So, you know, I would just wake up every morning in complete dread at the thought of facing another day. And it was finally my husband who pointed out to me, you know, one day he turned to me and he looked at me and he said, you know, maybe this isn't what you were supposed to be doing. And, I mean, talk about light bulb moment. It was almost palpable, you know, that I could feel this light over my head. And at that time, I was sort of able to delay having to figure out what to do with my life because we were ready to start our family. And so, you know, I went on to have two children and was able to be home with them, which I felt truly blessed. But yet I couldn't shake this feeling there was something bigger that I was supposed to accomplish. And not knowing what that was, coupled with this immense guilt I was carrying because I wasn't happy, you know, and I thought, what's my problem? You know, I'm home with my kids. Women would give their right arm to be able to do that. I have two healthy children. We have a lovely home. We travel. Like, I have all these wonderful blessings in my life, and yet I was so miserable, and I carried a lot of guilt for that. And it really spiraled me into this depression that I kind of refer to as the dark night of my soul. And I just remember sitting one very cold Calgary winter's day, I sat there and tears were streaming down my face, and I just felt, you know, does my life even have any meaning at all? And I just really felt really invisible and very lost and alone. And soon after that, I just noticed that every time I was looking at the clock, it was 111, 11, 11. I kept getting all these number sequences. I didn't know what that meant. So I decided to look further into that, and I found that it was a sign from angels. And wow. I decided to really study that and become one of Doreen Virtue's angel therapy practitioners.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break here really quickly, Ramona. But when we come back, I want to hear more about that and you getting into the actual angel work. So I'm here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here with my guest tonight, Ramona Ramasat. And we're going to be right back.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here with Ramona Remesat tonight, and we're having an awesome conversation about her journey that started as a child into metaphysics and then eventually in to become an angel therapy practitioner. So, Ramona, tell us more about that. I know Doreen doesn't do the live workshops anymore, so you must have been in on them before she stopped doing that.
I did. I squeaked in. So, yeah, I was, you know, it was just once I was finding these number sequences over and over again, I had to do some digging, and I found out that, as I was saying, you know, that's a sign that the angels use to get your attention. So I just immersed myself in all things angel. And, of course, very quickly, Doreen Virtue's name came up, as she's known worldwide for her expertise in that area. And I knew I had to study with her. And as I said, I went on to become one of her certified angel therapy practitioners. But it was so interesting that as I did that, you know, the more I learned, it was that the more excited, passionate, and alive I finally felt. I always describe all my positions in the corporate world as every job that I had felt like a coat that didn't quite fit. And when I started my work, you know, my studies with Doreen and with learning more about angels, it finally had the right fit, you know. And when I really stopped to pray and to meditate and reflect on that, it was so crystal clear to me that that was that divine guidance, that this really was my purpose, and it involved teaching others how to connect with their spiritual helpers and inner guidance. So today, as a spiritual life coach and angel therapy practitioner, that's exactly what I get to do. I really get to help other people learn how to trust and follow that inner guidance, because we all can, you know, we can all access it, right? It's just a matter of remembering how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, along the way, you know, starting from, you know, going from the corporate world and going into what you do now, I'm sure that you probably, if you're like most people, you probably had some challenges and things that happened along the way that you had to sort of overcome. Is there something that really sticks out for you? Something that really gave you the aha that, you know?
Yeah. And at first, I mean, besides getting over the fear to come out of the spiritual closet, that was kind of the first hump, but eventually I surmounted that. But, you know, for me, I'm obviously, you know, and you probably hear this quite a bit, I'm a real heart-centered person. You know, I have that drive, that deep down, I want to help everybody. And I also love to learn and study. So when you put those two things together, I found that I could help, you know, many different people in many different ways, much like Marie Claire, who your guest a couple of weeks ago was talking about in her interview. And so at the beginning of my business, I was trying to be all things to all people. And as a result, you know, my marketing message was fuzzy. I was getting fuzzy results. My prospects were confused about what it was that I really, you know, did and what I could help them with, which is not really what you want in business. So I kind of kept going in circles, and I was getting really frustrated because I couldn't seem to get that clarity about who I was supposed to serve. So I actually started working with a business coach, and she really, really helped me narrow in on, you know, first of all, who I do my best work with and who I love to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about that as well. It has to be the right fit, and, you know, like you said, you want to go have coffee with them or, you know, have a lunch and those types of relationships. But from that, I realized that my true passion is really working with women entrepreneurs, because helping them be successful, you know, improves the lives of those they serve as well. And it just creates that wonderful ripple effect of good mm-hmm. stuff for everyone. And in addition, I really found that, you know, these women entrepreneurs are really invested in doing what it takes to resolve their challenges, and, you know, they really want to be successful. And I just really love it, obviously, when my clients see the value in what they are working on, and, of course, when they see results from that. So that just, it's like a proud parent, right? You get, you just have that, oh, I feel so good. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think most, probably most, especially I think it's maybe more women than men even. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but women are caretakers, you know, sort of by nature. And we want to help everybody. And I think so many new entrepreneurs struggle with that. I know I did in the beginning too, you know, to be able to narrow that niche down and really focus, because you just want to help everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I said, you know, your heart goes out to some of these people when you see what they're struggling with, and you just, it's almost like you can't turn them away, right? So that was a big one for me. But yeah, the fear, you know, fear always plays a role too. It'll come up, like I said, you know, when I knew innately this was who I was and this is what I meant to do in the world, there's still all kinds of things that come up, you know, going out to your family who maybe financed your education in a way. You know, I hear this often from my clients too, right? They're like, I can't go tell my parents that, you know, I don't want to be an accountant anymore. I want to open an ice cream shop, or, you know, something like that, right? So, you know, for me to say, oh, hi, I'm going to do this now. But I mean, my family was lovely, very supportive. And when I did sort of announce what I was doing, everybody was on board. They're like, yeah, we knew. You know, I was kind of kicking myself for taking so long and not taking that leap much sooner. But, you know, fear is another big one that a lot of people bump up against.
Yeah, it's, you know, fear of failure, but also fear of success. I mean, there's all kinds of fears and of the unknown and all of that. And, you know, what other people will think. Exactly. I'm sure that that's a very, in far as what I've seen with my clients, that's a really common starting point. Is there so many things to be afraid of, you know?
Well, and it's even just getting started, because people are so afraid to make any kind of decision sometimes. So they get stuck in this paralysis, right? Because they're like, what if I make the wrong choice? And the image that always comes up for me around that is that little baby bird, you know, perched on the edge of the nest, and it knows it needs to take that first flight, and it almost just needs somebody to kind of, poof, you know, push it out of the nest. And its wings will open and it will soar, but it's that apprehension of what if this doesn't work? You know, what if I fall flat on my face, right?
Yeah, and that's where the angel stuff comes in, where the angel therapy part of it comes in, because we're never alone.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. We have, I know I call it the team, right? We have our angels with us. We have the archangels with us. We have our deceased loved ones. We have ascended masters. So it's like you always walk into a room with an entourage. Mm-hmm. And it's a very comforting feeling knowing that you never walk alone. And I think when people, you know, can come to that awareness, it really does help them.
The team comes in, right? The angels, the guides, the all those support systems, those beings that we have with us. So, Ramona, can you talk a little bit about how you help people to sort of recognize that or acknowledge that they're not alone?
Yeah, and awareness is that first piece. So really, we, you know, when I start working with somebody, one of the first things we do is actually find out how they uniquely receive guidance, because it isn't the same for everybody. You know, we all have sort of forming ways that we can receive guidance from the team, but the way I receive it might not be the way that they receive it. So we really go into some depth there and teaching them, you know, first of all, what it is they want to be on the lookout for, so that they can be more aware of that and then start to receive the guidance and learn to really trust it. Because when you don't trust something, you're not going to do the most vital step, which is walk it out. You know, take that action. I call it the inspired action, right? It's coming from somewhere, that nudge to do something. Maybe it's to go to a certain place or pick up the phone and call a certain person or to do some inner work. Or things of that nature. So that's really the key starting point when I start working with somebody.
Now, you know, how about yourself? I mean, along your journey, as you were starting out, how did you use, I mean, what were some of the ahas or the lessons that you got from maybe your guides, the beings around you, or how did that work for you?
Well, I've really learned to trust that guidance, and it's one of those practice makes perfect kind of things, right? And so I always jokingly say the only time I've ever gotten into trouble with angel guidance is when I don't listen.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So I tell people, you know, try it out, right? And start small, you know, give them a small task to do and see what happens, you know, then give them something a little bit bigger. But the more you work with them, the more evidence you see that they are there and they are doing something. And very early in my journey, I started to work with a mentor here. And I remember, this was still before I had decided this was, you know, what I was going to do as a career. And I was really conflicted. And I was, you know, going through all this, is this the right thing? And all the same things that everybody else as an entrepreneur wonders about. And I, you know, I was in a Starbucks and I wanted a tea. It was a miserable day and I had no cash on me. So I thought, oh, you know, here's my chance. Angels, can you help me out, right? Mm-hmm. And so the woman ahead of me in line was, you know, busy still putting in her order. And the barista asked, you know, what would you like? And I gave my order. And a second later, he handed me my drink and he said, it's on us today.
Oh, so, yep.
Yeah. I said, see, angels can even get you a free drink at Starbucks.
That's right.
Start working with them. Give them a task. Test it out, right? And really, that is the best advice that I could give. But, you know, there's other struggles that have been on the way. And one of the things that really was a big aha moment for me recently was when I had the privilege of listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer speak at a conference here a couple of weeks ago. And he referenced Lao Tzu, who is an ancient Chinese philosopher and poet, with the quote, "We are all doing nothing. We are just being done." So part of that lesson for me that's been a big theme this year is just let go already. You know, as strive as we do to get things right and to make sure we're doing it correctly, you know, we ultimately get there quicker when we just follow the guidance we're given, right? Instead of forcing or, you know, that striving.
Yeah. Yeah, just let it happen. You know, when I work with people, I tell them don't think about, you know, what you how you want it to happen exactly. Just think about and feel the feeling that you want when whatever it is happens, that happens. And just let it unfold as it's going to, because it will unfold perfectly.
Yeah, and that's the hard part for us humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be in control. We want to know that if I do A, then for sure B is going to happen. And we just, it doesn't work that way, you know, because what it is whatever we chase runs from us. You know, if we chase money, it's not there. If we chase love, we can't find it. If we chase happiness, it's always one step ahead. So nothing likes to be chased because it's a frightening energy. And it, you know, goes back to that saying, what you resist persists. So, really, the more you can kind of, you know, put it out there, ask your angels for what it is you need, really get good at recognizing the guidance, trusting it and walking it out, that's all there is to it. It's not complicated, and it's just a matter of doing those four things, lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. So now, what is your take, just for our listeners, I would like to hear your take on the difference between angels and spiritual guides and maybe earth angels, or the different types of support that we have out there for us.
Right. So the guardian angels that we all have, you know, we often think of them only in times of a crisis or a life and death intervention, but really they're around us 24/7, and they sort of came with us even before we incarnated and are with us right until we cross. And their job is to, you know, enact God's will or universe or spirit or whatever term you like to use, but to really enact that will of peace on earth. And they do that one person at a time by making my life more peaceful, your life more peaceful, and so on. So we always have our guardian angels. Then we have the archangels, who are like the guardian angels managers, and they all have a specialty. And then our guides, who could have been a namesake, you know, somebody that we were attached to in life, who've crossed, who are sort of there to guide us and, you know, help us from the other side as well. And of course, we do also have our you know, deceased loved ones, if it might be a grandparent or whatnot, who might be helping. So, you know, like I said, we have this team, we have this entourage who's there, ready, willing, and able in every moment to assist us. And the beautiful part about when you work with the archangels are they are, you know, able to be with everybody simultaneously. So you never have to worry that you're taking them away from something more important, because sometimes people worry about that, right? Mm-hmm. They think, oh, my, what I need is insignificant compared to somebody over there who might be facing something much more challenging. But they're there for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so what's next for you, Ramona? You know, or maybe it's just a continuation of what you're doing. I'm not sure. But and we're going to talk a little bit more after the break about, you know, what's next for you and how people can connect with you. But what is your next step, your next chapter look like?
I'm in creation mode, and I'm very excited because I'm creating an online course right now that teaches entrepreneurs how to tap into that inner guidance, to access, you know, that angel guidance, the guidance of our teams, and really use that as a key tool to grow their businesses. Because often, you know, we have a sense of knowing what to do, but again, we allow our head, the ego mind, to get in the way, talks us out of following what we know in our hearts to be true. So I feel like it's a really core skill for people to be able to really tap into that, to trust it, and it really does help them almost have a one-up on everybody else out there who's not following that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, when we're going to take another short break, and when we come back from the break, I want to hear a little bit more about that in terms of your course and all of that. But we have to take a short break first. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here with Ramona Ramaset tonight, and we're going to be right back.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and you're here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur tonight. And along with us tonight is Ramona Ramaset, and we're having a fabulous conversation on angels and our guides and all the support and the team that we have out there. And Ramona was just telling us about a new program that she's working on to help others really connect with their team. So, Ramona, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So really where this came from was, as I was saying, you know, just what benefits you get when you know how to work with your inner guidance, which does come from your team. And it's just that when people can do that, when they are really able to tap in, those are the people who are in alignment with their purpose in life. They know what to do to achieve financial abundance, and they really know the steps to move their career and their life forward. They don't get into that whole second guessing their decisions, especially the financial ones, and they just trust those intuitive thoughts and ideas that they get instead of talking themselves out of them. And they just have that confidence and that inner peace because they know the actions that they're taking are going to lead to the best possible outcome. So I just really feel like this is key information that I really want people to be able to have because, as I said, it is a key tool to be able to use that to grow business. So as you can tell, I get pretty pumped up about it.
Yeah.
So now, if people want to be able to be in the know about when that course launches, they can be able to go to my website and sign up for my weekly e-zine, and that's going to be where I, you know, the very minute it's ready to be birthed into the world, it will be announced there.
Okay, great. You know, I want to make sure that we have good contact information that we can share with people. But before we do that, I really am curious, because I ask all of my guests this, about their golden nugget. If people, the listeners tonight, are going to leave with remembering only one thing from the show tonight, what do you think that one thing should be? The most important thing to you, your golden nugget.
It's really about, you know, when you launch a business, there's just so much focus on all the business components, right? You want to create your business plan and develop your streams of income and, you know, have a good marketing plan and all that sort of thing. And it can be really overwhelming, especially if people don't have business degrees or backgrounds. And luckily, though, you know, there's a lot of support out there in the form of business coaches and mentors and partners. But in talking with a lot of entrepreneurs, what I found was there tends to be this lack of support when it comes to dealing with the emotional side of business. You know, for example, what do you do when those fears come up? Or how do you stay grounded and centered through upheavals? Or how can you access and trust your inner guidance or distinguish from, you know, what is in your head? So there's all this self-sabotage we do in mindsets and mind stories that we tell ourselves. And so I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs go off the rails, you know, even though they're doing all the right business steps. So my biggest piece of advice is get the support you need to help you conquer these kinds of issues because they will come up. I'm sure you have also seen, you know, entrepreneurs, both beginners and people who are fairly established, who really get caught up dealing with that voice in their head, you know, telling them things like, what made you think that was a good idea, or you're too old, or you're not skilled enough, or you're an imposter, or you have nothing new to share with people, and why would anyone want to work with you? And I mean, it just doesn't stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're deeply passionate and excited about what you're doing and have a strong drive to be of service to others, that ego is always going to chime in and give you 100 reasons why you can't do something. So a huge lesson for me was, you know, successful people align themselves with partners, with mentors, coaches, assistants. And when I acknowledged that, you know, there were things that were out of my realm of expertise, and I sourced help in those areas, my business and my personal life really took off. And I could finally focus on the things I was good at and, more importantly, that I love doing, you know, because we talk about there has to be that love there. And in doing that, then I had that more time and energy for myself, for my family, for my clients, and all of that. So if anyone out there is struggling right now, I would suggest, you know, please reach out to others for personal or professional support. Find a coach, find a mentor. You will never, ever regret it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great advice. Great advice. Now, I know, Ramona, that people are going to want more of you. So I know that you mentioned your e-zine so they could sign up for that. What are some other ways, or what's the best way for them to connect with you, or if they want to, you know, connect with you sort of directly? Can they do that on the website, or is there some other way?
Yeah, so my website is www.ramonaremesat.com, and it's spelled RamonaReMesat. And I actually have a free gift there for everyone. It's a 3-part video series called The 3 Essential Steps to Getting Anything You Want in Life. And I really look at this more like a recipe. You know, some people might be, using some of these steps to manifest what they want in their life, but they might not be using all of them, or maybe not using them in an optimal way. And it's like a recipe. If you don't use all the ingredients, you don't follow the steps, you probably won't get the result you expected. So I've laid everything very clearly out in these three videos. And as I said, that's available for free on my website, and people just have to enter their name and email. And in addition to those three videos, they will also get my weekly e-zine, so they can do that. And I also have some space if anyone would like to chat with me further. I could open up a complimentary clarity call, and they can grab that at RamonaRemesat.com/clarity call, all one word.
Okay, great. Oh, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ramona, and sharing all of your insights and your wisdom. I know I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure that our listeners did too. Now, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, as we say goodnight to Ramona, when we come back, I will share with you the success secret that I've decided on for this week. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I've been here this evening with Ramona Remeset, and it's been a fabulous show. We're going to be right back for the success secret in a moment.
Can your ideal clients find you when they search online for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure at little or no cost if you know where to look. Holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at BonnieGressel.com. That's BonnieGroessl.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and it's been a fabulous show tonight. I want to share with you this week's success secret, and that is that we are never alone. You know, Ramona talked earlier about the guides and the angels and all of the beings around us. You know, whatever your belief system is, God, the angels, your inner guidance, the universe, Buddha, the creator, I mean, whatever you believe, there is always some being with you, always, every step of the way. Now, it may come in the form of earth angels, you know, people or situations that come along your journey to give you a message, to answer a question, to give you hope, confidence, faith, whatever you need at that moment. You know, I can't tell you the times that I've looked back and realized, oh, that's why that happened, or that's why I met that person. And we hear stories all the time about strangers doing for something for someone who needed help, or maybe they needed hope in their life. And then when they try to find them later to thank that person, no one saw them. They don't know them. They don't exist. In my mind, I believe that those were earth angels. Angels walking among us in human form to help us when we really need it the most. So if you're struggling with something, and maybe it's your business, or maybe it's your personal life, know that you're not alone. Things are unfolding just as they're meant to be, for your best interest, for your highest good. You know, last week we talked about divine timing. Well, this week I'd like you to think about divine guidance. You know, one of the things I was going to share earlier in the show, a personal story that I had, or my family had actually, with the angel oracle cards. When I had my accident in 2009 and I was in a coma, my husband Mike brought one of our decks of angel cards to the hospital. And every day he would draw a card. There were two cards that kept coming up. Archangel Michael and Guardian Angel. Every day I was in the hospital, which was about 10 days, those cards came up every single day. My son, Ben, came to the hospital one day to visit. And I don't remember any of this, obviously, because you don't remember anything. You know, when you've had a bad injury to your brain, you sort of lose a few weeks of your life. So this is just what they tell me. But Ben drew the same cards. Archangel Michael came up again. And then when I was home, those cards didn't come up anymore. It's almost as if we didn't need them anymore because they all knew I was going to be okay. So we get those messages exactly when we need them. You know, I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And I know that everyone is busy, so I truly want these shows to be valuable for you. Feel free to comment on the Facebook page at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio about anything else that you'd like to hear about. You can always connect with me and ask for that free gift, the 5 things you must know to attract ideal clients you love working with, and I'll send it to you. And again, thanks for joining me tonight. And next week, we're going to have another great guest on the Holistic Entrepreneur. So I will be back next week to share more great insights with you to help you on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Blessings, everyone.
This has been the Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.